Zaslade Railway, North West London, Tuesday, 23rd November, 19th of Kislev, Diane Danny Kadar. Greece versus Zion, the Battle of Beauty. This week's Railway has been sponsored by the Freilich family in Ishmael Rishai Nossam Ben Rameh. Zechron Levrocha, Ivor Freilich on his 27th Yavim.
Morning, everyone. Pleasure to be back. So we are a few days away from Hanukkah, so I thought we'll do something topical on Hanukkah. And the title of today's shiur is Greece versus Zion, the Battle of Beauty. Okay, so we're going to see the contrast between Zion, and I'm specifically using that name, Zion, as opposed to Greece, Yavon, and again we'll see Zion and Yavon. The contrast between them. You can already start to see the similarity between Zion and Yavon. It's basically the same names. Just the Tzadik. It's the same name. Yud Vav Nun, Yavon, Greek, and Zion is Tzadi Yud Vav Nun. And so we'll try to understand what the essence of Chanukah is. The contents of this shir majority was heard from Artodrus Miller, from Moshe Shapira a number of years ago. So, there's a very remarkable halacha in Shulchan Aruch that Mahadrin and Hamahadrin, we light an extra candle each night. And this is very strange because if you look in the Gemara, the halacha is that you can be Yotze Mitzvah Ner Chanukah each night of Chanukah, each one person in the family with one candle. The Gemara says, Hidr, you want to beautify the mitzvah, do an extra candle each night, lovely. And you want to, you know, another hiddur is that each person in the family lights. But the reality is, you can be yotze the mitzvah lecha tchila with one candle on the eighth night. Correct? Yeah. A hiddur means it's a beauty. But lecha tchila, you still yotze the mitzvah one candle. Why is it that all of Klal Yisrael, you've never heard of people lighting one candle on the eighth night? And Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring down the Ikar Halacha. You would expect the Shulchan Aruch to bring down, okay, you can be yotze with one candle, and you want to be Mahadrin. Doesn't bring that? He says, no. Mahadrin, do an extra candle each night. Why is it that on Chanukah you have this thing of hidur, of beauty, which has become so central and so basic, that if you don't beautify the mitzvah on Chanukah, you'll be an Amoret. Which normally, you have hidurim in other mitzvahs, okay, you do hidur, great, if not, not. Chanukah, there's something unique about it. So the Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Tes, V'orarti b'noyech Tzion al Yavon. That's what the Pasuk says. I will arouse children of Tzion over Yavon. And that's why I said at the beginning, there's going to be this contrast between Tzion and Yavon. Why specifically is this name Tzion used in the context of Yavon? So this Gemara in Yoma, the Gemara in Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, the famous story of Alexander Moikdom, who was a student of Aristotle. Alexander Moikdom, the Greek ruler, is 100 years before the Chanukah story. He comes out to meet Shimon HaTzadik. So Shimon HaTzadik hears that Alexander Moikdom is way to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Lavash b'dikuna, nis'atif b'dikuna. He dressed and adorned himself with the priestly garments, and he goes out to meet Alexander. They greet one another, and Alexander, the Gemara says, goes flat out in front of Shimon HaTzadik. He was coming to attack them. For some reason, he sees Shimon with a big dikuhuna, which is a huge problem, because how are you taking the big dikuhuna out of the Beis HaMikdash? But he does that. And Shimon and Alexander sees this, and he bows, and he prostrates himself, and the people around him say, what? Melech shekomoicha, yishtachavol yishtachavol. A king like you is going to bow down to this Yehudi? And he gives an answer. But that's a very interesting story. This is 100 years before the story of Chanukah happens. You have Alexander Moikdom, the student of Aristotle, bowing down to Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol. But to understand the real conflict between the Greeks and the Tzionim, which the Bnei Tzion, at the time, we have to go back to the events of this week's parasha.
What does Tzion literally mean?
So we're going to see. we're going to say. The word tziyun means a signpost.
What do you mean?
A signpost. Tziyun is a signpost. Tziyun and nefesh chaya. It's a pasuk. Tziyun is a signpost.
What?
A signpost.
A signpost.
Yeah, that's what tziyun is. In Hebrew you say someone's mitsuyan. They're mitsuyan, but they're excellent. You can see they're distinguished from everyone else. Tziyun is something which stands out and is a sign for something else. That's what letzayen means. What's a tziyunim, or is it tziyunim? A reference, a signpost to somewhere else. So this week's parasha, Parashas Vayeshev. Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, attempting to seduce Yosef. Yosef withstands. The pasuk says, "Ve'azov bigdoy be'adoch, vayonos vayetzeachutza." He leaves his beged in her hand, and he flees and he goes out. Remember, Yosef is beautiful. Yeah, yifei tov yifei marav. This conflict between the wife of Potiphar and Yosef was another conflict of beauty. So you're already seeing Shimon going out with the big tikkunah. What big tikkunah for? What does the pasuk say in Parshas Tetzaveh? Lechavoid or Sepharis. They're about splendor, glory, and beauty. Shimon sees this. Shimon goes out with this. Alexander sees this and gets down. Yosef, yifei tov yifei marav. Beautiful, handsome. Both wife of Potiphar, v'azov bigdoy be'yodah. He leaves his garment with her. The story of Chanukah goes back even further. In the Torah 2, Bnei Noach. So Noach is drunk, he's lying in an indecent state, and his three sons see him, Shem, Chom, and Yafes. Chom sees, v'yageid l'shnei echov b'chutz. Right, Chom is the opposite of Noach. You have a brain, but you use it the wrong way. You see something, and you use it to go and tell someone. So that's what he did. Doesn't do anything about it, he just goes and tells his brothers. His brothers come. Shem and Yefes come, and they take the garment, and they cover their father. Now we know that Shem is the progenitor of us. Yefes is the progenitor of the Greeks. What's the sechar? What does Rashi tell us? The sechar of the mitzvah of Shem and Yefes? Shem was zeicha with tzitzis, and Yefes with kavura. His descendants will have a decent burial. Why does Shem get the mitzvah of tzitzis, and Yefes gets the mitzvah of tzitzis, the zechus of tzitzis, and Yefes gets kavura? Again, there is here a conflict of beauty, and we'll see what we mean with that. So, to summarize so far what we've said. We've seen in the context of the Greeks, there is this word of tzion used to describe us. We've seen this conflict between Alexander Mogden and Shimon HaTzadik, and Shimon HaTzadik going out on the Beis HaMikdash with the beautiful big dikona. We see Yosef and the wife of Potiphar, again Yosef the handsome one, leaving his beged. You see the theme here, yeah? Leaving his beged, his garment, in her hand. And you see Noach, naked without any begodim, Shem and Yefes covering him, but Shem getting a very different sechar to the sechar of Yefes. What's going on? Okay, so far so good? Everyone with me still, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So in order to understand anything, we always have to go back to the root in Bereishis. So Bereishis, the first day, first day light was created. But we know, all the Rishonim asked, the sun was only created on the fourth day. So how is it possible for there to be Or on the first day? And it's a famous question, many took it in the Rishonim, but the most simple and basic answer is there's two different kinds of light. There's the light of sight, which is what we use the Shemesh, the sun for, which was day four, and there's the light of insight, which is what we call the Or, became to be called the Or HaGonos. It wasn't meant to be the Or HaGonos, it was meant to be a light. Yihi'ar, a light of penetrating insight. Whereas the fourth day is a light of sight. So this Or of the first day, we find Adam using it. So when Adam's created, the Pasuk tells us, he calls the names for the animals. What does he use to call these names for the animals? Rashi tells us, Or HaGonos, Shoroi Mitchilas Olam HaTzofo. He used this light this insight light, to call the animals their names, which you see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Yeah. There's only one person, there's only two people around. Yeah. What do you need to be able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world? This obviously is not visible sight to be able to see. You know, you just need to see the kangaroos in Australia. Right? That's not what's going on here.
They have the shemesh.
He had the shemesh, but then that's true. But we're told that he used the or hagonos. He used the light of insight in order to call the names, the animals, their names. And so that's what Rashi tells us. And he uses this light because in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, a dovar is a thing, and a dovar is also a word. Lashon HaKodesh, the language, is causative, not descriptive. See what I mean? So, when the Anglo-Saxons are seeing this thing in front of us, and they see a piece of wood with legs on it, they decide to call it a table. There's nothing about a table, the word table, which gives the essence of this thing here the nature of a table. It's descriptive of what's already around you, so it gives this its essence, and we happen to use a word called table to understand what we're talking about with one another. Lashon HaKodesh is causative. The words give, words in Lashon HaKodesh give the essence to something. So that's why a dovar, a thing, is the same word as a davar, as a word. Because the word, the description of something, gives it its essence. So when Adam's calling the names for the animals, it's not enough to see them in front of you. If you want to understand and get to penetrate the essence of each and every animal, you have to have the insight for the nature of this animal to be able to call it the right name. An Aryeh is a lion, not just because that's a nice word to use to describe a lion. An Aryeh is a lion because intrinsic in the word Aryeh is the features and the essence of what we call in English a lion. What we call a lion is descriptive of this big thing. An Aryeh creates the essence of what we call an Aryeh, a lion. You understand the difference here? The big difference between the two. And so therefore Adam is using this Aragonas. Aragonas is always a light of insight where you see beyond something. You see deeper beyond the superficial. Sunlight allows you to see the outside. See the garments of someone. Correct? Does it allow you to see within someone, within something? Insight, when it's used properly, gives you the ability to understand the depth of something beyond the superficial. And that's what Adam needed to have. And therefore Adam used this R to be able to call the animals their names. Seeing in life and not understanding what we are seeing is the shorish of all chet. Seeing and not understanding what we're seeing is the shorish, the root of all sin. Where do we see this? Vatera ha'isha, kitova etz lema'achal. The woman sees, the tree is good, she sees, she doesn't understand beyond what she's seeing. She's got the light of sunlight, she sees the tree. She doesn't understand what's behind this, until she eats. Chom sees. Vayar, vayaged. He sees to go and tell. He doesn't see to go and understand what's beneath what he's seeing. There is a body here which needs to be covered, there is something beautiful here which has to be kept covered. Doesn't see that. He sees and he speaks. So that's the difference between Or Shemesh and Or what became Nignaz, what became hidden after the sin of Adam. Shem, and let's go back. Now let's trace it back to Shem and Yefes. Shem and Yefes. Shem means a name. Yefes means beauty. Shem and Yefes, the Pasuk tells us, V'yikach Shem v'Yefes is a simla. And the problem is, Rashi asks, V'yikchu. Shem and Yefes are two people. It says, V'yikach and he took. It should be V'yikchu Shem v'Yefes. So Rashi answers, Melameh shenis amitah mitzvah yeser. True, they both carried it, but Shem was more involved in the mitzvah. How was Shem more involved in the mitzvah? Very simple. Yefes is beauty. Yefes sees a body. And a body, something beautiful, can't go exposed. Something beautiful has to be covered. So he covers the body. Shem is a name. He recognizes the essence of something. that beyond what the body is, there's something else there. There is a neshama, there is a soul, there is an essence, there is a consciousness, there is an identity. That also has to be covered. You can't ignore that either. They're doing the same action of covering their father, but with very different intentions. One is about superficial, external beauty. A body is something which needs to be covered physically. That's yefes, that's beauty. Shem is about understanding something beyond what we see. What's the sechar which they both get? Commensurate with their intentions. Yefes gets kavura. A body, something beautiful, treat it with respect. You bury it. What does Shem get? Tzitzis. What's the essence of tzitzis? Ur isem oisai uzchartem. You see, and you don't just see something, but you also trace it back. As Rashi tells us, you see the blue, it reminds you of the sea, it reminds you of the heavens, it reminds you of Hashem. Yeah, that's quite far. But if you're living in these terms, where you see things, not just to see the external, but to see beyond, then that makes sense. That's Hashem. That's you see beyond the name. So they're doing the same thing of covering their father, but doing it different purposes. That's the conflict of Shem and Yefes, of external versus internal, which would come about throughout history. Let's go to Yosef, right? Let me just say one other point before we go to Yosef. There's a pasuk which we say every Friday night. Sheker achen ve'evra yofi, yesho yiras adonai hitisalam. Beauty is false. True? Beauty is false. Charm is alluring, yeah? Is that true? What we've been reading, Hall of Bereishis. How many people are described as beautiful? Rachel's described as beautiful. Yosef is described as beautiful. Sarah is described as beautiful. Esther is described as beautiful. How can Shlomo Melech come and say Sheker Achen Ve'evra Yofi when the psukim seem to go completely against this? There's a beautiful chidah. Sheker Achen Ve'evra Yofi. Beauty is misleading by itself. Isha Yiras Hashem. When you have a woman with Yiras Hashem, he, Tisala, what's he? Simple meaning means he, she. No. He, the Sheker and the Chen. When you have Chen and Yofi, beauty and charm by themselves, but there's nothing beyond that beauty becomes a Sheker, it's a lie. The word for Hebrew for face is a ponim. How do you say inside in Hebrew? Panim. A face, an external, should be a representation of your pnim. So when you have a beautiful face on the outside, but that beauty on the outside is not replicated by beauty on the inside, and that's sheker. But when you have Isha Yiras Hashem, when you have together with it understanding, you have with it also midas, and Hidus Allah, then certainly, then the beauty is something to extol, something to praise. You can't ignore external beauty, but only when that external beauty is representative of internal beauty as well. Shlomo Melech says in Mishnah, Nezem Zahav Ba'af Chazir Isha Yafa Saras Ta'am. Nezem Zahav, a golden ring in the nose of a Chazir. Beautiful ring, expensive gold ring. Beautiful, right? But just think about it when it's Ba'af Chazir. It's in the nose of a pig. Not only does the pig look ridiculous, but even the Nezem itself loses its value, loses its beauty. It's not so beautiful anymore, is it? Isha Yofa Saras Tam is a beautiful woman who Saras Tam, who has no intent, there's no Tam, no meaning to her. Because that beauty loses its beauty, not just is it only external beauty, more than that, the external beauty loses its beauty when it's only external without representing the internal as well. Okay? Yosef, Yefei Toya, he's handsome, he's beautiful. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, go on.
So Yosef is Yefei Toya. Mitzrayim, Pasuk in Tehillim. How's Mitzrayim described in Tehillim? No. Eglo Yefefiyah. Perek Memehe. Mitzrayim Eglo Yefefiyah. It's beauty. Mitzrayim had some beauty as well. Yosef had Yefei Toyar as well. But that beauty was, as we've explained, was a beauty, not just an external one. What does the wife of Potiphar want? She wants Yosef's external beauty. So what does the pasuk say? V'yazov bigdoy b'yado. He leaves his beged. You want my outside. You want my external. I'll leave that with you. Beauty for me is something beyond what is on the outside. That's the conflict between Yosef and Potiphar. Why does Shimon HaTzadik go after the big tikkun? Because the whole culture of the Greeks, was one of beauty, wasn't it? That's Yefes, beauty. They have culture, they have intellect, and they did. You can't deny that. Shimon HaTzadik wants to show the Tzadik Moedim that we have that as well. We have covered the Tiferes, we also have beautiful clothes, the big tikkun, stunning clothes. But there's something beyond what meets the external eye. And when Alexander Martin sees this, he says, wow, this is not just beautiful clothes and a beautiful person. Don't forget, Kohen Gadol had to be beautiful. One of the five conditions for Kohen Gadol is noi. You have to be handsome to be a Kohen Gadol. So he definitely was. And he had beautiful clothes as well. And Alexander Martin sees this, says, wow, not only is this a beautiful person, but there's also something beyond this beauty. I can see there's ta'am. There's something beyond what I see. That's what we don't have. We've got plenty of culture, we've got plenty of beauty. But beauty which is represented by something deeper inside that we don't have. We're running out of time, so I'll quickly end. I'll bring you back to Hanukkah. We always know this. Zman, Makom, and Nefesh. We've talked about Yosef, Nefesh. Makom is Tzion. The word Tzion, where in Tzion do we have the word Tzion? That's not in Tzion. No, it's not in Tzion. That's Ki Mitzion Michlal Yofi. Ki Mitzion Michlal Yofi. Tzion is the essence of beauty. Tzion is a beautiful place, Yerushalayim. It's a beautiful place. But what does the word tziyun mean? As I said at the beginning, tziyun means it's a signpost. It's a tziyun. It's a reference. A beauty, external beauty, is a tziyun. It's a reference for something internal. Right? That's what a tziyun is. Yovam was beautiful as well. But it didn't have the tzadi. It was just culture. It was just beauty. But nothing beyond the external. Tzion, v'irarti bonayich tzion al Yavon. Specifically, tzion is the way to conquer Yavon. When you have beauty staring you in the eye, you can't ignore it by just dismissing it. There's beauty there. There's culture there. You can't ignore it. What you can do is take it and infuse it with the tzadi. Right? Yavon, tzion, with the tzadi. Specifically, Bonai Tzion will be the ones who will be able to conquer Yavon. Is that you take the beauty, you take the big tikkun, and you take that and have also some time to it. There's something on the outside. Not just on the outside, but also on the inside as well. That's why Tzion specifically is used. It's the Tzadik. Tzadik over Yavon. Tzion is Tzadik Yavon. Right? It's the Yavon. We have all of the Yavon, but we've got the internal being to it as well. Things without inner meaning are meaningless. It's a tzion, it's a place of beauty, but it has to come in the right place. To end with Hanukkah now. Hanukkah is the battle between us and the Greeks. We win this battle. How many Neros of Hanukkah do we have throughout 8 nights? 36. How many hours was the Or HaGonuz around for before it was Nignaz, before it was hidden away? 36. The other mission was born, 12 hours on Friday, 24 hours on Shabbos, was only taken away on Motzei Shabbos, we're told. So it's 36 hours. Right? 36 hours of the Or, 36 hours of Hanukkah, 36 nearest of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, we do everything with beauty, with Hidur. Because the essence of Hanukkah is that we also have beauty. We're not just going to come and say we don't care about beauty. No, we care about beauty. Beauty is wonderful. But beauty, when it's something deeper than just what meets the eye. Beauty of tzion. That's the real beauty. And therefore in Hanukkah everything's about hidur. It's about beautifying the mitzvah. Because the essence is we're taking beauty, saying beauty has an important place to part to play. But not just external beauty, beauty with meaning, with fire, with candles, with Ratzon Hashem, with connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Hidur is something so central to Neiros Hanukkah, something so central to Hanukkah, because the essence of Hanukkah is beauty. But beauty which goes beyond what meets the external eye. And those are the 36 Neiros of Hanukkah which we're able to get a glimpse of the Ur HaGolos, of this insight. So to summarize, what we said this morning, Sehas Deshmai, is basically, and there's a battle, not just in those days, but every generation, between Tzion and between Yavon. And it's a battle between the external, the superficial, and the internal, and the meaningful. And this battle goes back all the way to Bnei Noach. We see it in this week's parasha with Yosef and the wife of Potiphar. We see it between Alexander Moktan and Shimon HaTzadik. And that essentially was the battle between the Yavonim and us at the time, the Chashminon, Vararti Bunaych Tzion, Bnei Tzion, who were the ones battling. And the battle was a battle of beauty. What is beauty? Is it just something on the outside? Or is it something which represents, it is represented by the beauty, not just external? Have a wonderful day. Adonai, my faith, the man said, Koya, don't say, I'll be